What's good, everybody? You already know! Back at it again with another episode of the Be Strong, Stay Strong podcast. I am your host, Mr. Awesome, aka A1 for short, because I got the sauce. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode. I do just want to give a disclaimer. I do apologize if I sound more nasally than usual. I don't know what came up for me today, but, you know, I guess it's allergy season and all that's going on, you know. It's no secret that I've been dealing with allergies for, like, my entire life, and, yeah. Should have recorded this episode last night like I told myself to, but, you know, hey, serving me right. This is why you do stuff when you say you're gonna do it instead of pushing it off for whatever reason. Blah, 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 blah. We're all good here. You know, at the end of the day, no excuses. At the time of this recording, it is currently Sunday. You know, I could wait until tomorrow, which would be Monday, to record this episode. So that'll be out for you all. But I don't know if this is going to get any worse. So while I am pretty okay now, I'm going to get this episode recorded for you all. So thank you very much. But first things first, I just want to give a big, big thank you all. This podcast, you know, with the little promotion that I've been doing, you know, this podcast is starting to finally get some traction underneath its wheels. I'm looking at the data and stuff right now. I'm looking at the data and stuff right now. And we have had the highest viewership ratings in a week span since the beginning. So we just officially, since the beginning of the podcast, and then right around like mid-March, we had a good spike. But then this period, so from May 1st to now, we've had the highest viewership. And yeah, we've, you know, steady getting those views increasing. Still have yet to beat my first episode record. The first episode was the highest viewed, which is expected. Surprising, and I am grateful for it. But that's when, you know, a lot of people, you know, something new, they want to support you, so a lot of people come show out. But it really takes time to really see who sticks around and, you know, to build that audience. And lately, we're starting to see the views go up, kind of to similar how they were in the beginning of the when this podcast first started. Views were good, then they dipped down for a little bit. Now they're starting to match what we were at when we first launched. So that gives me good hope. Hopefully soon we'll start to surpass those views. I'm actually excited because yesterday, I actually got my camera I bought the camera for my YouTube channel. It's going to get shipped to me by next week. But yes, which leads into today's topic, and that is taking life one level at a time. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, in a way connects to last week's episode of pacing yourself, which was connecting to the previous episode of being aggressive. I guess this is like a little mini series, but this spins off the pacing yourself episode, and it's just taking things one step at a time. You know, I consider life like a video game. You can't skip from level 1 to level 10. You know, you can't skip from the beginning to the very end, and if you skip to the very end, you're not going to be prepared for it. You know, take everything one step at a time, but don't rush the process. Stick to it. You know, with this podcast, I didn't want to, you know, rush the process, because if you try to rush it and you don't see the growth that you were expecting as soon as you want, you know, you're going to be easily deterred and you're going to be discouraged and stuff like that. But no, just be consistent. Take it one step at a time. The first step was starting. Boom. Second step is staying consistent. Boom, we're doing that. Third step is, you know, getting that YouTube channel, it's starting to expand more. I'm not going to do Twitch yet. I told you all that's for later in the year. Next step is like, okay, I'm getting a good hold of this podcasting stuff. I'm starting to see some traction, starting to get a little bit increased viewership. Hopefully it goes more. And, you know, now I'm ready for that next step into full blown content creation. You know, not full time, I should say. I'm still got my main job, but, you know, going into more so visual media, video and stuff. I know that with this podcast, I can't do video podcasts, but I'm not there yet. I'm going to wait for that. Keep this strictly audio for a while. But the YouTube channel, once I get the camera stuff in, I'm going to be playing around with that. Granted, I did say I want to get a YouTube video started by June, and I guess I'm having some ideas, and I can do it. But I do want to take some time, you know. For, you know, next step is to get the, you know, camera and stuff in, and then after that, it'll be to play around and practice with the, you know, recording and editing and stuff. You know, I mean, I'm taking that slow. I'm not gonna try to rush and dive deep into it. I'm not gonna promise, you know, make promises I can't keep. I'm gonna try to stick to a consistent schedule, but a schedule that I can handle. So if it's one episode a week and it's a low edited, quick video, hey, it's something. But then if I hold myself to that, then I'll make sure that I get a, you know, a weekly episode out for you. That way you can at least expect something. Or if I put more effort into it and check it, try to make it highly edited, and it takes a lot longer for me to do get that one episode out, hey, I'll make it bi-weekly or something like that. I'm really gonna figure that out. But like I said, I'm not gonna think too hard of it. I'm gonna first, the next step right now is to get the camera and practice around with the software. And you gotta really take that with life. You know, if you're trying to do many things at once, you're not gonna get too far, because you're gonna be too overwhelmed and you're gonna be easily discouraged, because, you know, you're giving partial effort into multiple avenues and you're not gonna get that same output that you're putting into it. Or you're gonna get the output that you put into it. If you're gonna put, let's say, 30%. 33% into three different things, you're gonna get about 33% back. Obviously, when you look at those three things separately, getting 33% back is not gonna be, you know, ideal for you, because you're gonna be like, wait, I want more out of it. But you don't realize that you're only putting 33% in. It's better to, you know, minimize that, put 50% into two things, or even 100% into one thing at a time. And then once that thing gets set on the ground and gets a firm foundation, then you could probably move over to, you know, different projects and stuff. And that's where I'm at now, and, you know, where I kind of struggle with at first, but then I want to, you know, make sure I can handle it. I know with the MMA, that's a big step too. That takes, you know, I'm going to MMA almost every day of the week, and, you know, that can definitely cut into my time when it comes to, you know, this stuff. But, you know, it forces me to be productive and make time for it. I can definitely handle it. I've been doing MMA for, you know, about a month and a half now, and I'm loving it. And I know it's definitely something I can incorporate into my schedule without it taking over my life. You know, I've been going to the morning classes fairly consistently. I've been definitely going to the evening classes and stuff. And then on the off days, I'll go to the gym, still get that weight training and stuff in. And then I still got the weekends, you know. I ain't gonna lie, this is a pretty unproductive weekend. I was hoping I would get the camera yesterday when I bought it, but they didn't have it in stock. But hey, I could wait another week. This work week will fly by, and I'm just really excited to get when I can finally get the camera and play around with it. And then get something, hopefully something recorded and ready for you all by June. So, you know, not everything goes according to plan, but you gotta take it life one step at a time. That's also something I'm doing with the MMA. Speaking, you know, it's easy to know, because I do want to take it. I do want to at least, you know, I'm not going to say I'm ever going to go pro one day. Hey, that is a dream to go pro, but I know that I am starting out pretty late, and the idea of going pro right now is going to be, you know, got to be reasonable. It is pretty far fetched, but I do at least want to do some amateur competitions. Sometimes, you know, well, I'm still young, so, but I gotta take things one step at a time. Let me get used to this practicing and to the basics and stuff. Let me pace myself. I try to go into it, you know, attend all the classes, but I know I can't attend every single class because I just don't have the conditioning for that. Let me go to the, the beginner courses. You know, let me learn that, and let me just make sure I go to the beginning courses consistently every day, every day they offer them. So that way I can start slowly build up a tolerance to it. And that's what I've been seeing. I told you all when I first started, my conditioning was crap. I could barely last a class. I'll be out of it. Done deal. I might do one or two classes max, and that'll be it for me. And that's it. But no, now I can go through an entire BJJ class and roll for about three 5 minute rounds. And still be good, you know. I took it one step at a time. I wasn't trying to go into it trying to be the next BJ Penn and get my black belt in 4 years. Let me be, you know, have that white belt mentality. Learn the basics and just be consistent with it. You know, learn those specific moves, those basic moves. Learn how to do a sweep. Learn how to do a Kimura from the guard. Learn how to, you know, take side control. Learn how to get out of a full mount. Learn how to take a mount. You know, learn how to take back control. Learn how to perform the rear naked choke. You know, take it one step at a time. You know, you can't, there's 101 moves to BJJ. There's 101 reversals to each move you got. And it can be overwhelming if you try to just dive into it. But no, take it one step at a time. Same thing with the MMA courses or the boxing classes. You know, learn how to do that jab right hook, that 1-2-3. You know, that jab cross hook, you know. Learn how to, you know, kick properly. Last time I went to class, we were working on our kicks, and that was our first time doing kicks. You know, we'll do some defense, we're doing some blocks. Just take it one step at a time. You know, don't try to rush it, because when you try to rush the process, it's easy to, you know, slip up and be discouraged. So I challenge you all, you know, figure out what you're doing in life, and then figure out how you're going to get through there. And then, you know, like I mentioned before in the previous episodes, what's the most important next steps? Focus on your mens. Most important next step, okay? I got the camera. Most important next step now is to get some editing software, is to practice with it. Then the next step after that is to get a video recorded. Next step after that, you know, get it, be consistent, come up with ideas, intriguing ideas, try to, you know, I'm not going to try to launch a YouTube channel with all the best editing and try to become algorithm, try to, you know, play with the algorithm and stuff like that. No. If I tried to do all that, I wouldn't get very far. And I'm guilty of it. I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of how my thought processes was last year when I was preparing for all this. I told myself, hey, I was gonna try and launch the YouTube channel, the Twitch, the podcast all at once or relatively in the same time, you know. But that would have been way too much for me, especially what I was going on in my life at the time. It was been too hard to handle. And I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I, you know, paced myself and, you know, be reasonable with my goals. And, you know, that's all you know, because at the end of the day, no one's really forcing me to do this stuff. This is a, you know, this is a fun hobby for me at the end of the day. And in order to keep it fun, I can't stress myself out and I can't set extremely difficult, almost unachievable goals early on. I got to set reasonable goals, take it slow, and then have fun with it. That's the end of the day, is having fun. That's what's keeping me consistent with this BJJ stuff. That's why I love it so much, because it's, at the end of the day, if you're not having fun, it's hard to stick around with it long term. If I tried to come in MMA, BJJ with unrealistic expectations, trying to skip straight to the advanced courses without, you know, focusing on the basics, I would have been overwhelmed. I would have gotten my butt beat every single day with no progress at all, and I would have quit, you know. But no, I don't want to do that. I want to really take this seriously, really enjoy it, and, you know, have fun. Because at the end of the day, life is worth living when you're having fun. If you're not having fun in life, you need to really reevaluate your, you know, not saying everything you do is going to be rainbows and sunshine and super enjoyable, but you need to find the moments to have fun. Because like a video game, if you're not having fun playing that game, why are you even playing it at all? Play a different game, you know. If those levels are too hard for you and you're trying to do all this, you know, lower the difficulty, find a new game, do what you gotta do. But just at the end of the day, take it one level at a time. And trust me, you know, it's easy for someone like me, I'm sure like yourself, who are super ambitious and stuff, to want to do everything at once and wants it everything to get now. No, just patience. You know, pace yourself, take it one step at a time, and I guarantee you, you'll go far. So yeah, thank you all for listening. With that being said, once I launch the YouTube channel, I will probably still be doing the bi-weekly podcast episodes, but I will, once I start to get a firmer grasp on YouTube and come with a consistent schedule, I might revert back to 1 week episodes for the podcast and just make them longer. So I might do like instead of making this 20 to 30 or 15 to 30 minute episodes, I'll probably make the podcast 30 to 40 or 30 minutes to an hour long episodes. You know, that way you have something to latch on and get you through the week. That's my idea for now. If I somehow find enough content or stuff to talk about that could last me an hour long, hey, I'll go through it and keep it, you know, keep them bi-weekly or, you know, twice a week. But I'm not a Joey Diaz. I listen to Joey Diaz's podcast all the time. I've been listening to that a lot lately for the last few months, and this man can easily chuck out an hour-long podcast on himself twice a week. And like he's got stories on top of stories on top of stories. And yeah, I've not lived a colorful life like he has, and I don't really have a bunch of stories to pull from. But I do want to create content for you all. And don't be afraid to, you know, work on some engagement with me. I know that a lot of my viewers are from Apple. So Apple Podcasts, I, you know, appreciate it. You know, over 50% of my viewers are coming from there. So I'm going to pay more attention to you all, you know, because I'm sorry I've been neglecting you all. Y'all being my biggest supporters. But I'm going to start to share more and that become, you know, more active in that realm. Obviously, I won't forget about Spotify. Spotify is number two. But yeah, I'm really excited. Definitely going to connect. I want to have a YouTube channel be different, more so self-help. It's good. The overall theme with the podcast and the YouTube is going to be self-improvement. But I want the podcast to kind of be more personal, because I do find that I like podcasts where people could just be more relaxed and just talk about, you know, casual things. And, you know, not super formal. I don't like super formal podcasts. I like the conversation. I like, you know, when they can engage in a conversation or engage in storytelling. I'll still keep it self-improvement theme, but I want it more casual, more personal, so that way people can feel like they're just connecting with me. And I'll keep the YouTube channel in that comedic, formal, you know, realm, where this podcast will be more informal and stuff. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, definitely going to work on doing some more expansion. The summertime is officially upon us. I know it's technically still spring, but this weather ain't acting like it. It's definitely hot outside. So stay cool out there, you all. You know, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. If you got suggestions or anything like that, you know, don't feel free to reach out to me. You know, my social media, I'll even link it in the description. I'm going to do a better job of doing that as well, so that way people can follow me if you're coming from the podcast. But yeah, follow me on all social media: Twitter, Mr. Awesome 824, Instagram, Mr. _ Awesome TV. Share it with your friends and family. You know, rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I don't know if I've been getting any ratings or not. I don't know how to check that, but if you're listening, definitely rate it. That way it can help us move up the algorithm and stuff like that and get this message out to more audience and more listeners and stuff. And yeah, as always, you know, have an awesome day. Thank you. See you in the next episode.